tonight. Job chapter 16, verse 19. Surely even now my witness is in heaven, and my evidence is on high. Surely even now my witness is in heaven, and my evidence is on high. We're familiar with all kinds of things in life. I heard this week a lady was telling about some things that really get confused, and she got a letter from Social Security saying that her husband had died, and she said, you know what, it's hard to get him back alive once he's died. Medicare, you have to have proof. He went there, and she was saying something about he went there and said, I'm not dead, I'm alive. And they said, well, you got to have better proof than that. I don't understand the records and everything, but somebody needs to keep better records. And you know what? I'm thinking that God doesn't make a mistake like that. God knows everything about us, and we're familiar, you know. When you go overseas, they want a copy of your birth certificate proving that you were born. Credit records, we're familiar with those things. Let's don't talk about school records. Those were bad things. But church, we keep church. Somebody said, what does churches need records for? Well, we keep a record of when you were baptized, if you were baptized here. I'm glad to know the date that I was baptized. My church family down in Rusk, where I was baptized, knew that. Our records show that you're united and you're in with fellowship of the church. You're active. And maybe the various offices you've held while you was in church and the committees that you've worked on. And when someone moves to another church, you're in good standing with our church or you're in bad standing with our church. Those records are there. But you know, there's a record that God keeps. And one is, I am a born-again child of God. Now, I am thankful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tonight. Man, he's picked me up many a times, lifted me out of that miry pit, put my feet on solid rock, and got me going again. And I'm thankful that he's watched over me all of these years through the life, or I'd have been dead by now. But the first thing I want to know when I get to heaven, and I want to see my name is in the book of life. I know it is, but I'm going to say, God, would you show me where you wrote my name in his book? I'm born again, child of God. I know it's there. And this verse of scripture, even now my witness is on high, is in heaven. It's there. Compared to all the earthly things that we have, I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I can't think of anything else I would want Christ to say about my ministry, but I've been faithful. Wouldn't that be good to know that you've been faithful in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Other things are minor in compared to our salvation, the day we were saved. If our record does not reveal that we've been born again, the Bible says you'll be cast out into eternity in that lake of fire. And you don't want to have that kind of record in your life. I'm like Nicodemus, you know, I want to make sure I have been born again. He came to Jesus Christ and he said, how can a man be born again? When Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be. There's no other way. And I hope and pray that every one of us tonight have been born again, that our names are written in that book of life that Jesus Christ. Also, I want to know that I have been a committed Christian. I've been committed, faithful. You know, people will come to church and they will get up and rededicate their life, and then The next night of service, they're not here. The next week of service, they're not here. And, you know, if you're going to recommit your life to Christ and you dedicate your life to Christ, we ought to be committed to the church. I mean by committed, I mean we ought to get involved. We ought to be faithful to God's church. We ought to work in it. Man, this is a working as much as people I know, Teddy. They will get that tree up, I guarantee you. They will be here to get the greenery up. In all the years that I've been pastor here, that tree has been decorated. Our sanctuary has been decorated every year. And it's so beautiful because we've got hard-working, committed people to the work. I want to be faithful like that. I want God to know that his records show that you have been committed to the work of Christ. And I want your record to show, and I want my record to show that I prayed for people, that I prayed for his church, that I've supported his church, and that I love his church. Now that's what I want to know. And then one of the first steps that I think we ought to take as Christians and committed to God is that we need to be baptized. You know, I don't know, I have a lot of people that come to church and they profess Christ, but then they don't want to get baptized. Well, if you want to get your life in line with Christ, the Bible says when they, in Acts, they were, after they committed their life to Christ, they were baptized, and they identified their life with Jesus Christ. Now, in those records, I want to show that I have followed Christ in every way. He's an example for us. And when we live our lives like that, we're going to have a great church. We're going to have a great life. We're going to love one another. You know, I can say I'm so thankful for my wife, but, you know, I hope she knows that already. And I know she's been a great wife through the years, a great pastor's wife through the years. Not many people are a great pastor's wife. I met some of them that weren't quite pastor's wives. And then I met our friends that when they surrendered to preach or something like that, their wives left them. Because they said, that's God's calling upon your life, but not mine. And so, you know, you're thankful for what God has given you. And if he's given you a good church and a good life, a good wife, man, you ought to appreciate that every day. And I thank God for y'all. Every single one of you. I can't think of one that I would say I couldn't be thankful for. I meet people all day long and every day that, you know, it hurts when you see them sick. It hurts when they go through trouble. It hurts when they have problems because really they're part of the family. But God says, love one another as I have loved you. And that's the first thing we need to do is love one another and lift one another up. And then when I get to heaven in the record books, I want not only to see that my name is there, that I have followed Christ in his commitment to him and the church, but I want to show that I have lived a consistent life, Christian life, a consistent Christian life. By consistent Christian living, I mean in harmony with what the Bible says. You see, that's where we get our consistency out through Christ. One of the greatest things to know is that you're doing what God wants you to do. I haven't gone anywhere over the past 33 years because I've never felt like God has wanted me to go any other place. And someone said, have you ever had any offers? And I said, oh, yeah, there's been a lot of offers, but you know, no matter how big a church might be, no matter how nice it would be some places, they're not like where God has planted you. If God puts you somewhere, he'll tell you when to move. And until then, I have a friend that said, you know, until God tells me to move, I'm just going to stay right here. And I said, you're a wise person in doing that. Because if you move and you're not in God's will, you've done messed up. You've done messed up. You messed up that church that you went to, and you messed up your ministry because you're out of God's will. So I want to be consistent in my Christian life. Surely even now my witness is in heaven, and my evidence is on high. Many profess to be Christians. Many profess to be Christians, but few live the life the right way. Reminds me of the old joke, and you probably heard it, about the man who bought the parrot, and he was a Christian man, and he taught the parrot some Christian things in his life, just say, God bless you, you know, things like that. But he always slipped out and went to the bar, and he took his parrot with him one night. And the parrot, when he went to the bar, the parrot says, he ordered a beer, and the parrot says, I'll have a beer too. Well, the next Sunday he decided, I'm going to take him to church. Teach him some right things to say. Well, he went to the church, and the old parrot went, what? I want a beer. And the guy said, you idiot parrot. Don't you know we're in church, not a beer joint? And he said, same old crowd. You see, our lives need to be different, amen? We need to be different in our life. We ought to, you know, I don't go to things, and that's just my preference. I don't go to things, and I'm not saying things are wrong for you, but, you know, think about them. But I don't go for things that might put on the appearance of evil. If it has anything, appearance of evil, I try to stay away from it. Like Brother Perry said this morning, just get out of there. Don't do it. There's some things that come up that are evil. And sometimes you're caught in some places, you know, not by choice. But I want to be consistent enough that people might say, you know, I know that he doesn't do that. I know that that's not his character. You know, when they say, I saw your preacher somewhere, I said, that's not him. He was there because of something else. And folks, that's a consistent life. And then I want to be a blessing to others as I pass through this world. You know, I was just thinking about this, Teddy, as you were talking about things we ought to do. And I want to be a blessing as I pass through this world. I don't want to be a hindrance to anybody. No one is useless. There's this epithet wrote on, no one useless is in this world who lightens the burdens of someone else. Folks, that's what we ought to do. Lighten the burdens of someone else. What does your record speak? I was just thinking about my record. I want to know that I've been saved. I want to know that I've lived a consistent life for Christ. And I want to know that I've followed His will in my life. When I get to heaven, I pray that God's got that on record for me. I believe He does for each one of us. He keeps records. One day we stand before Him, I want to hear Him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight. We've heard people all over this auditorium tell what they're thankful for. And Lord, we're thankful for each other. We're thankful for our wives and our husbands. Lord, we're thankful for friends. But Lord, I'm thankful for You so much. For so many times, You've protected our lives. You watched over us. You picked us up when we needed help. And You've given us that precious gift of salvation. May we live a consistent life as we leave this place and go out into the world this week. May we lighten the loads or burdens of someone else. And may we give back an example of what it is to be a true Christian instead of someone who's living inconsistent in this world. And we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.